This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false? It is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling me a shtick of a creature?
Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening to AFR Trivia Friday. It is. We're going to be here for the next hour and 25 minutes. And we have a mission. And I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, sits across the way from me here. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Hate to start off with some bad news.
Yeah.
But I do have some sad news.
Uh-huh.
Two turkeys got in a fight, and one got the stuffing beat out of him.
No.
Did that man.
Did you see it? Wow, that's...
That's awful.
That's
I'm not even going to politely laugh at that one.
Well,
I don't know. It's this time of year.
A lot of J.J.'s jokes are so corny that they are funny. You know what I'm
they're
saying?
They're dad jokes.
They're dad.
Come some on. Of them are dad jokes. Now, he does have some laugh-out-loud jokes.
Yeah.
Like,
we
have healthy you around here.
Yeah.
That's what we do with our insurance, and we try to get people healthy.
Yeah.
And so he out on the in the kitchen nearby here, we have a counter. Someone brought in, like, a half dozen trays of cookies. And so I walk by there, and there's one kind of overripe banana. And JJ had put a little post-it note, said, healthy you, and then over by the cookies, unhealthy you. Now, I did laugh out loud at that one. So.
All right. All right, folks, thanks for joining us here on Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're going to ask trivia questions today, and I've got a few riddles here. We've got probably a couple of Bible questions mixed in. So, if you want to participate with us, here's the phone number. Now, we have a 2-month or an 8-week waiting period between calls, okay, because we got so many new listeners in the last year or two, we want to give as many new people an opportunity to get on the air with us. So if you have a trivia question, ask and answer, then we welcome your call. Well, you don't have to ask, but we prefer that. Ask and answer. Here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. Ed, what about going to the internet?
Well, hey, it's a great idea. If you want to watch us on the show,
mm-hmm.
you can go to either Facebook or YouTube, search for Today's Issues, that is the name of this program the rest of the week, and you can just click through and you can watch us and...
Yeah.
If you're doing that right now, guess what we're holding up? We're holding up a T-shirt that you might win. And how do you win that T-shirt? Well,
you might ask.
You might ask. I'm glad you asked. And that is one of the 9 questions, 3 each here. One of the 9 questions we have is a mystery question. If you answer it correctly, you hear this sound.
I'll say that's a beloved.
That's wonderful.
A beloved cowbell.
What a wonderful sound.
And that means you win one of these T-shirts.
Yeah.
It'll be your size, obviously. The one I'm holding up is not my size.
Trivia Friday T-shirts. They got our pictures on here.
They do.
Our
caricatures.
Our caricatures.
Now, if you, by the way, folks, if you don't want to wait or try to risk
right.
whether or not you get the mystery question, you can go to afastore.net. You can see the T-shirts online.
Mm-hmm.
You can just buy one, $15 a piece. That's a reasonable price for T-shirts nowadays, especially one that's bulletproof like this one. And it also helps the Ministry of American Family Radio.
Okay, so we're live video streaming, and you can engage with other folks who listen at AFA, at our Facebook or Today's Issues, Facebook or YouTube. Tim, come on, man. Okay, Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. And JJ is, he is ready. He's our Jim Cantore.
That's right.
Today on the program.
It is raining out a little bit.
It's raining out, yeah. Good thing it's not raining in.
Yes.
But in case it does start raining here in the studio, I know who isn't getting wet.
I'm going to be ready.
It's JJ.
Yeah, I had a little dilemma. I usually have a sweater this time of year. It's rainy outside, as you mentioned, so I've got my raincoat on, and I couldn't quite get warm today. So I thought, I really don't want to wear a raincoat in the studio, you know, especially be real crinkly or anything.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but, you know, you get to be our ages, you lose your pride. You don't care. You know, you just say, I don't know, who am I trying to impress here? I'm already married and got four kids, whatever.
And you can't stay warm.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't stay warm.
Can somebody bring an Afghan in here laying across my lap?
The blood, your blood don't circulate like it. The blood don't circulate. That ought to be a country song right there. Blood doesn't get going like it used to.
The blood don't circulate on the 4th of
Unless
July.
Unless I see you, honey. All right, what do you got, Ed?
All right, here are my three questions. What nation had the largest empire in history? Now, if you were listening last week, it is not the one I mentioned last week. This is a different question. What nation had the largest empire in history? Second question. In Vermont, when serving apple pie, a state law requires that a good faith effort must be made to include a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Is that true? Or false?
A state law?
State law. Third question. What country has the highest concentration of redheads? What country has the highest concentration of redheads?
I bet I know that one.
I think you all got a pretty good guess on that one.
Africa. I'll just blurt it out.
That's a continent.
That is a continent.
Hey, here's what I've got. Here's what I've got.
He grew up in Kentucky. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. So don't say anything to him.
No, okay.
First question. The Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state?
Africa.
The Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state?
Well played.
Yeah, that's Professor good. That is really good. This one might last. That might last throughout the whole program. Second question. How long did the first Thanksgiving last? How long did the first Thanksgiving last? How many days?
Yeah.
Right.
Third question.
20 minutes because some family member got upset.
They argued about
started
football.
Talking about President Trump and everything went south from there. Anyway, go ahead, JJ.
Third question, Bible question. Who among Jesus' disciples was once a tax collector? Mm-hmm. Which of the disciples was a tax collector?
All right, here are mine. And yes, you're wondering, I wonder if Tim has riddles this week. Guess what? I do. Here are my three. So pay close attention. Because as we know, riddles can be tricky.
They are.
That's the point.
The whole point.
What never asks questions but receives a lot of answers?
What is that again?
What never asks questions but receives a lot of answers.
Huh.
Oh, that's a wife. You have to read her mind. They ain't going to ask no questions. How come you didn't know this is what I wanted for my birthday?
All right, here's the second riddle. I'm long and thin and make things right. I repair your mistake, but watch my bite.
It's a wife again. Every one of the answers to your riddle is a wife.
You're giving
long
away all my answers.
Thin, and making everything right.
All right, listen, I'm long and thin and make things right. I will repair your mistake, but watch my bite. What am I? And thirdly, this is kind of a fun one, probably pretty easy, but what kind of food do mummies like to eat? What kind of food do mummies like to eat? All right, there you go. Let's get started, Brother Ed.
All right, Professor Ed. Let's go first to Illinois, or if you want to really irritate them, Illinois. Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Tim, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right, which question are you going to take a shot at here?
Oh, Gettysburg.
Here's the question.
I believe it's...
Here's the question, Tim. The Battle of Gettysburg occurred in which U.S. state?
Pennsylvania.
Whoa! Right out of the chute.
How about that?
Tim has answered the mystery question.
Yeah, that wasn't very hard, but it was a great answer.
Tim, I don't know if you know this, but you have won a brand new car.
Right.
No, I'm sorry, you've just won
If you call and get that answer wrong, I don't know. Tim, but hey, where are you living in Illinois, brother?
West Frankfort.
Okay.
Good.
I listen on the Marion, Illinois station.
Sure, okay. Sure.
Okay.
I was just in Southern Illinois, drove right through Marion, got a lot of beautiful country, beautiful farmland through there.
Thank you, and thank you for your visit. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, so that's pretty exciting. First question, right out of the chute, you win a T-shirt. How's that make you feel?
Thankful.
Good.
Good answer for this time of year.
What's your question for us, brother?
Okay. In Walt Disney's animated version of The Lion King, which contemporary Christian musician conducted the choir heard on the opening song, Circle of Life?
Wow, that's some serious trivia right there.
Circle of Life, that was the opening song in that movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the circle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember the song.
Well, you guys want me to sing it so you can get a feel for it?
Yeah, sing a couple of verses.
I thought that was Elton John that sang that song.
No, I don't. He sang something
about a candle and light.
But the question is, which contemporary Christian musician conducted the choir that is heard on the song?
Okay.
There's a choir in the beginning of the song, and then Elton John does begin to sing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's good. When I think of conducting, just knee-jerk, Smitty, Michael W. Smith, or possibly Kirk Franklin. You guys have
This is
not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I have no clue. You want to just go with that, JJ?
Yeah. Choir, I'm going to say Kirk Franklin.
All right, Tim, how's that?
No.
Okay, who was
the answer?
Do you want a second guess?
No, go ahead. What's the answer?
I think you got us.
Okay, Andre Crouch.
Andre Crouch. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. He goes way back to the 70s, doesn't he?
Well, all those hits that he had, you know, amazing songs that are being sung in church today.
Yeah. Well, hey, great. That's a great trivia question, Tim. Don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold so that Cindy Roberts can get your information. And congratulations on winning a Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. I know it's not going to do you much good up there in Illinois time of year, but when it warms up, you can probably go to T-shirt weather.
Well, you can put some long handles under it.
Well, that's true. You can.
There are ways. There's a will, there's a way, Ed.
There is. Okay. If you want to go outside in your long handles and your T-shirt, it'll work.
Appreciate it. Tim calling from Illinois. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We thank you for listening, and we go back to the phones.
All right. We go to Kansas, and Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mary, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try to do both. The one that you said about the empire, biggest one, I probably got it wrong. But
all right, let me go ahead and ask the question. What nation had the largest empire in history, Mary?
Wasn't it the Roman Empire that had the biggest?
No.
Good try, though.
Yeah, good try, but that is Roman not correct.
I think Mary is correct if you say that the Roman Empire would be one of the top five. In world history, in terms of
I don't know.
But you want the number one.
I want the number.
Now, how are you? Can you give us one or two criteria?
Well, this is going to be the empire that I'll give this hint. It ruled over 23% of the world's population.
That's what I want to know.
And 24% of total land area.
That's the good. Okay, I got.
And it included. I'll give this hint. It included overseas possessions. So the Mongol Empire was the largest in terms of just landmass, all connected.
Yeah.
This is going to be...
Hey, let me ask you,
Is it New Zealand? No, it's not New Zealand.
Can I rule that out?
You can rule out New Zealand, that's for sure.
Okay, Mary, what's your question for us?
Well, at least I help the next person answer because I got more.
Duly noted, Mary.
That's right.
You're very helpful.
Okay. My question is, Abraham Lincoln was taken from us too soon in April of 1865. His personal belongings was given to his wife, which he gave to his son later, which his son gave to his daughter, and she turned around and gave it to the Library of Congress in 1937. When did the Library of Congress ever get around to opening that box to see what they got from the Lincoln family?
Well, that's a sad commentary when you say the federal government, when did they finally get around
to opening it?
Yeah, anybody that's gone to a VA hospital or had to wait for the feds to do anything, boy, that's a real indictment right there. Unless you're trying to impeach the president. Now, you can do that quickly.
Yes, you can. What's that show where people, like, buy those, or they...
Container wars?
Yeah, container wars. That's what this sounds like. Anybody have a clue? I have no idea. Well, you guys...
Well, if she donated it, when did you say? In 1936?
1936 or 1937. I believe it was 1937.
But then it was passed down two more... We don't know.
Well, I'm going to say last summer.
Yeah.
You know, if it's okay. We're talking about the federal government speed of getting things
done. Go ahead,
done.
Mary. What's the answer?
The answer was 1976. It took him so from the time he passed away, it was 111 years before anybody else opened the box to see what was in it. I don't think I can remember. I know there was a knife.
Just a knife?
I can remember.
Okay.
A pocket knife and some other stuff. It was things that was on his
body,
his personal pocket.
Person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Like a time capsule.
For me until next year. So happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Take care. Great question.
Mary
there.
Calling from Kansas there. You know, if you go to Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., they have a museum below the theater that is worth a visit.
Really?
Yeah, they have a lot of the artifacts from Lincoln and from that night.
Yeah.
And, So I would encourage you to go by and see that if you get an opportunity. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. JJ's having an equipment malfunction over there. What's wrong, JJ?
At least it's not a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. The earpiece technical issues beyond my control.
Are they beyond your control?
You're talking about Abraham Lincoln. I saw one time about how important it is to encourage people. And they said that when he died, he had his pocket knife, a little bit of loose change, and a yellowed article from the newspaper of somebody that finally said something nice about him. And he carried that around in his pocket.
Wow.
And they said, you're the president of the United States of America, but you want to pull that out to go, everybody doesn't hate me. Because his critics were vicious. You know, they said terrible things about the way he looked, how tall and gangly he was, and on and on and on. But isn't that something you're the most important person in the free world, but you carry around a little reminder that somebody appreciates you.
Wow.
Hey, the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday is 888-589-8840. If you haven't been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks, we welcome your phone call to be on the air and answer and ask trivia. 888-589-8840. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at this address, comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. Here are my three. What nation had the largest empire in history? Roman Empire has already been guessed. That is incorrect. Second question, in Vermont, when serving apple pie, a state law requires that a good faith effort must be made to include a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Is that true or false? And third question, what country has the highest concentration of redheads?
You know, if it's Breyer's ice cream, I can see why that should be a law.
It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek law. Mm. It is, you know, and... If it's true, I think I just gave the answer.
Wait, a tongue-in-cheek law about ice cream?
Yeah. Oh boy,
that's pretty good, Ed.
We'll see who's listening.
Here's what I've got. First question: how long did the first Thanksgiving last? Hey, next week is Thanksgiving.
Hard to believe.
A love holiday you can smell.
Yes.
How long did the first Thanksgiving last? How many days? Second question. Which of the disciples was once a tax collector? Who among Jesus' disciples was once a tax collector? And then I'll add one. The bite from what bug can lead to Lyme disease?
Good question.
The bite from what bug or what insect can lead to Lyme disease?
Okay, here are my three questions.
They be riddles.
Okay, they're riddles, yes. What never asks questions but receives a lot of answers? That's my first riddle. Number two, I am long and thin and make things right. I will repair your mistake, but watch my bite. What am I? And finally, what kind of food do mummies like to eat? What kind of food do mummies like to eat?
Is that trivia, true or false?
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Back to the phones we go.
And we go to Texas, and yes, Bethany is on the line. Bethany, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So next Thursday, Bethany, ham, turkey, what are we looking like? Or is it brisket, since you're from Texas?
I think it's turkey and maybe ham, too.
Good. Great combination.
Inside, so.
Good.
My family's having lasagna, as we've been doing for over 400 years.
What a tradition.
So it was about this time of year, this lady was in the grocery store and looking, getting all the preparations, trying to find a big enough turkey for her large family. She's looking through the cooler, and she looked and saw the stock clerk, stock boy. She said, "Hey, do these turkeys get any bigger?" He said, "No, ma'am, they're dead."
Oh, man. I do. I like that one.
Hey, Bethany, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The bite from a bug that can lead to Lyme disease.
Yeah, here's the question. The bite from what bug can lead to Lyme disease?
Is it a tick?
It's a tick, and specifically a deer tick.
Yes.
Nice job.
Good job.
But is that common?
Lyme disease?
I don't know how common it is, but it's something you don't want to get.
Yeah, it's apparently pretty devastating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So great job, Bethany. What's your question for us?
Thanks. My question is a Bible question. The name Nekoda, Nekoda, is a Bible name. And so my question is, how many times is it found in the Bible? And I can do a multiple choice question.
The name?
Give us the multiple choice. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's either 4, 10, 22, or 37 times.
Wow, that many times?
Well, what's the name?
Nekoda?
N or D? Dakota.
Those are options.
N.
Nekoda. Nekoda.
Nekoda.
It's found in the Bible.
I don't remember seeing that.
I don't remember seeing it.
Maybe it's one of those.
I need to slow down when I'm reading that genealogy list there. Who begat who?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a name change thing, you know, like happens in the Bible sometimes.
Oh, you mean like Jacob and Israel kind of thing?
Hey, we got four chances. I'm going to go with the second one you said. Not four, but what was the next number?
10.
I'll say 10 times.
All right. Well I'm going to go with JJ. He's pretty good at these.
I don't.
No, it's
I don't remember it at
guess.
All. But what's the answer?
The answer is 4. It's 2 times in Ezra and 2 times in Nehemiah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nekoda.
Hey, there you go. Same
person or different people?
I think it's the same person.
Those of you ladies who are expecting, trying to find the just right name for your baby,
come up
right out of the Bible, Nekoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Nekoda. All right.
There ain't room enough in this town for two of us here in Nekoda, in the Badlands.
Bethany, thank you for calling. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving. All right. That was Bethany, right?
So if the pilgrims were alive today,
mm-hmm.
you know what they'd be most famous for? Their age.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues. and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. I'm currently reading a book titled 1776 by David McCullough. I would highly recommend this book about our country's founding. It's been on my to-do list for 10 years, and I finally got around to it. What an excellent book it is, and a lot of it's about the life of George Washington. What an amazing story. Without George Washington, I doubt I would be talking to you today. That's how instrumental and important he was to our country's founding. He was a man used by God. We're going to be going to Mount Vernon, his home, on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in June and September. Our tours in June and September, Spiritual Heritage Tours, to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, and then we're going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour. For all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, that's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
For me, Truett means opportunities.
Truett means an adventure, place where I can grow and become more like Jesus.
This is somewhere I belong.
To me, Truett is like a home far away from home.
Everyone is family from all different walks of life and from all over the world.
To me, Truett means a second home.
Truett McConnell University is home for me.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and now you know why I love Truett McConnell University. There's a well-regarded custom when it comes to the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Everyone stands at attention. Gentlemen remove their hats, hand over heart. You don't scream or act like a fool. Clearly, someone forgot to tell NBA star LeBron James. LeBron caused a firestorm of controversy during the season opener of the Los Angeles Lakers. Instead of waiting for the anthem to finish, he started screaming. Earlier this month, LeBron criticized the general manager of the Houston Rockets. Daryl Morey had expressed his support for the Hong Kong freedom fighters. You know, maybe LeBron was just upset because they didn't play the Chinese national anthem. Who knows? It's a mighty sad day in professional sports. The NFL players taking a knee, Major League Soccer stars disrespecting the flag, and now the NBA. I never thought I would see the day when an American athlete would choose tyranny and oppression over freedom and liberty. Talk about an airball, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
Now, that was one of those shows you had to wait to the very end to get the message. You know what I'm
saying? I Dream of Jeannie.
To get the moral point
of
the story. I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden, and who were the other? Larry Hagman?
Larry Hagman. And
who was the other guy?
I forget who played the dumb sidekick. I forget his name.
Mm-hmm. You know, the ministry we're in with AFA and AFR, and you see a whole lot about morals and slippery slopes. I remember seeing something that I Dream of Jeannie, you know, because she was scantily dressed for that back in that day, and the censors said her belly button can't show.
Right.
And so
you could see her midriff.
Midriff,
but not
her belly button.
Right.
And boy, have we just gone completely off the rails and just almost zero morals in terms of what comes out of Hollywood.
Yes. I tried to get my wife to call me master, you know, like Jeannie did. With,
how'd that go over, Ed?
Yeah, that didn't go over well.
Didn't?
So huh. Jeannie calls. What was Tony? Was that his name? I think on the show.
I think it was Tony.
Major. Anyway, so she called him Master. Why don't you call me Master?
He got that from Abraham.
Yeah,
what they? In the Old Testament, seeing how they were treated.
Well, that doesn't apply today, in today's culture, very much, does it? You ever hear that out in public, Ed?
That's part of that toxic masculinity.
Master.
Can you imagine out in public? Like if I asked my wife, hey, would you go over up to the counter and get me a Frosty, you know, at Wendy's or something? Yes, master.
Try
is there anything else?
Try it.
Man.
I think you ought to try it, Ed.
All right. Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. Taking your calls here's the phone number, and please feel free to call us. If you have not been on the air with us in 8 weeks, we have a 2-month waiting period between calls. Here's the phone number to reach us. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840.
Hey, JJ, can I say hi to some new friends?
Please do.
I was at Doty Springs Baptist Church in Ethel, Mississippi last weekend, and Jarvis and Doug and Tony and Diane and Cindy and Janet, I mean, everybody I met was so nice, and lots of Learning University listeners. So
you got
hi to my
place,
new friends in Ethel, Mississippi.
Any place you got coming up? Where you going?
Sunday, I will be at Riverview Baptist Church, Sunday morning sermon, and Sunday night, a night of comedy and inspiration. Riverview Baptist Church, Savannah, Tennessee, 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 6 o'clock, a Thanksgiving meal. You're invited. It's all free. And after the meal, night of comedy and inspiration.
Where can people find out more information about this kind of thing?
JJJasper.com. The calendar is right there.
And if I wanted to invite you to come to our church or our event, maybe after the first of the year or something like that, I can find that information there at JJJasper.com.
Same place there or JJ Jasper Official on Facebook. Thank
you. JJ's life song, you know how people have life verses?
Yeah.
JJ's life song is Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere Man.
I've had a little flurry
in
the last couple of weeks.
Have you been in every state?
No, I have not.
How many?
I've probably been in 30 states. That's something I would love to do is
I would have thought you'd have been in 40 by now.
Maybe 40. I need to count them up. But I haven't been hardly anywhere on the eastern seaboard, and I haven't been out to Big Sky Country. I really want to go to
Wyoming.
What's
the most amazing natural site you've ever seen?
I could rattle off a few. The Grand Canyon.
Give us a top three.
The Grand Canyon looks nothing like you see on the calendar or the postcard because you just can't take that all in.
Okay, Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls is majestic.
Been there.
And then, wouldn't you agree that that's
Niagara Falls? It'll blow you away.
And then just a lot of, surprisingly, just a lot of little small towns. You know, if you're in Pennsylvania or Virginia or just the beauty of the small towns, seeing the mountains.
It's a beautiful country.
I was just in Poteau, Oklahoma last week and start going to see the mountain range out there and see all the, they've got cattle and gas and oil, and it was just spectacular. Yeah. So
but
beautiful.
But you would say Grand Canyon, maybe number one, Niagara Falls number two?
Yeah, maybe if I was having it. But I've never seen the Tetons. I'd love to see the Tetons. I'd like to go to Yellowstone, some of those places. Yeah. Oh, in Hawaii. I've been to Hawaii, and that was just, you know, of course, what you expect. Yes.
Yeah. All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Let's get back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Joseph is on the line. Joseph, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Joseph, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Well, I want to answer all of them.
Okay, just one. Pick one. How's that?
You know, pride goeth before a fall, Joseph. I don't know if you're familiar with that Bible verse or not, but I'd share that with you, brother.
I am. I really can't answer them all, but I've been waiting so long, so many months to get on here, I thought I'd come on with a big bang.
You've succeeded, brother.
Come on with some swagger.
Bring it, Joseph.
Which one you feel comfortable about, Joseph, confident about?
Well, I knew the Roman Empire was not correct because that's too obvious for you guys. And my second guess was the Mongols, but y'all said that that was not it. And I'm thinking England is too modern. I don't know if it'd be considered in that category of Romans and Mongols.
You're running through them all. You're trying to get Ed to tip you off there on the answer?
All right, what's your answer,
What
Joseph?
Nation had the largest empire in history, Joseph?
England.
It is the British Empire. Yes,
wow.
Absolutely.
Nicely done.
Hey, Joseph, what was that famous setting about the British Empire, famous saying?
British Empire. The sun never sets on the British Empire.
Right,
there you go. Right.
At its zenith in the 1920s, the British Empire ruled over 23% of the world's population and 24% of the total land area.
When was this?
In the 1920s.
Wow. The British Empire.
Yeah. British Empire.
They had a strange way of owning countries.
Yes.
Well, they were, How did they do that? Maybe Joseph knows too, can add to this. I don't want to get too deep into this, but how did they do that given manpower?
An absentee landlord. You go to Australia, so now we used to be owned by the British.
Go ahead,
British.
Joseph.
You know, how does Mao Zedong take over a country as big as China? You know, how does those guys take over a country as big as Russia? you know, with just a small amount of people. I don't know how that happened. You know, they go to India and take it over, and then India tries to take it back with force, and they can't. I don't know.
Maybe it has something to do. You'd have to read on this, but maybe it has something to do with they take control of the power structure, you know, and the money, and that way they are.
Well, they had the top navy and the top army,
right?
And if you don't have weapons, yeah. This is for all our Second Amendment fans. If you don't have weapons and or training to fight back, you may take a town, but that British army's coming. And if you can't beat them when they get there, then the instigators get executed. And I think that's just how.
So the British Empire is the answer.
Yeah.
Hey, way to go, Joseph. What's your question for us?
Okay, in North America, this is pre-Jesus Christ. There was a civilization, there was a let's call it a community that took 500 years to construct. They estimate 500 years in construction, and they find artifacts there from South America. Okay, the civilization was in the United States. They find artifacts from South America, so, as far as Arizona and New York up there, that area. And it's one of the longest-lasting civilizations there is. Do y'all know what it is?
Are you talking about in the U.S.? I mean, what is now the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna talk amongst ourselves because I think we'll probably have some different answers. I'm going to say – so don't say yes or no yet until we
–
Now, is this like out in New Mexico and everything? You see the Pueblo and you see all those.
I'm gonna say I think it's what's called the Anasazi, but I'm not sure.
I did for breakfast.
I don't know if I didn't know that they got all you know artifacts all the way up to New York. Maybe that's just involved in trading.
I'm going to say the New England Patriots.
they win everything else. So.
Well, I mean, that may not be right, but that's I think I got a 50-50 right there. Huh?
I'm going with Ed with the anaconda.
I'm just going to say Anasazi because I know that they were you know pretty ancient and disappeared fairly quickly.
What about it, Joseph?
It's a location called Poverty Point in North Louisiana. And the construction they figure is 500 years, like 1700 BC to 500 years later. And the whole construction was they figured they flattened the land first near a little bayou, and then they constructed semicircle mounds of earth, a lot of them. And at the top of those semicircle earth was a huge bird, and it wasn't discovered till the 50s. And
oh, are you talking? Really you were talking about a place rather than a people.
Well, it is a people. It's a people that did this, but they don't know anything about them.
Oh,
what's so far?
Wow, I didn't.
So they don't have a name. You don't have a name for the people.
There's nothing known about the people. LSU goes there and they dig like a 2-foot square hole, 5 feet deep, and it takes them a couple of years to go through all the artifacts.
Huh.
So many artifacts.
Where is this in Louisiana, and where can we read about this?
Well, you go online and you Google Poverty Point. It's either near Monroe or Shreveport, that high up. And it's in the middle of nowhere. And it's really, if you're interested in that stuff, it's really fascinating. I saw a road sign on vacation. We pulled in, and he told me about it to be the closing. So we slept over and went the day before. Really fascinating, and as old as the civilization is, there's one mound with like 10 skeletons, and that's it.
It's wow.
Just, yeah.
All right.
Hey, Joseph, thank you, brother.
We're going to have to go move on, but that's fascinating.
It's
I'm going to look that up.
And Poverty here's point. Why the civilization ended. No Wi-Fi. That was it. Nobody's moving there. Yeah, I mean it's all over. You can kiss that area goodbye.
Right. Housing prices collapse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. Question number one: in Vermont, when serving apple pie, a state law requires that a good faith effort must be made to include a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. Is that true or false? Second question, what country has the highest concentration of redheads? And I'm going to add a question, what food forms the main diet of the giant anteater? What food forms the main diet of the giant anteater?
Here's what I've got. First question, how long did the first Thanksgiving last? How many days? We know there were about 50 settlers, about 90 Native Americans who attended the feast. How many days did it last? Second question, who among Jesus' disciples was once a tax collector? I'm surprised this one's still on the table. Which one of the disciples was a tax collector? And then I'll add one. What is the heaviest breed of bear? And this is multiple choice. Is it A, polar bear, B, grizzly bear, or C, black bear? What is the heaviest breed of bear?
And if it is mama bear, you don't say nothing.
Exactly. It'll be the mama bear of these different ones.
Does this fur make me look fat?
Is it polar bear, grizzly bear, or black bear? Which one is the heaviest breed?
All right, here are my three questions. Riddles all. None of these have been answered.
No one's even taken a shot, have
they? No. Here are the three riddles. First one is, what never asks questions but receives a lot of answers?
A four-year-old.
Yeah, could be. Number two, I am long and thin and make things right. I will repair your mistake, but watch my bite. Mm-hmm. What am I? And finally, what kind of food do mummies like to eat? What kind of food do mummies like to eat? Let's get back to the phones.
I say we do Professor Ed. Professor Tim. We go back to Louisiana, and Kathy is on the line. Kathy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, I want to, since I'm a redhead, I want to do the one which country has the most redheads.
Okay, Kathy, here's the question. What country has the highest concentration of redheads?
Scotland.
That is correct.
What?
It is Scotland.
I thought Ireland.
Everybody would think it was Ireland. Scotland has 13%, followed by Ireland at 10%. When I was going through these, I thought, surely not. But I looked it up, and it is true. Kathy, how did you know that?
I Googled it.
You
my
Googled
it. My husband and I both thought Ireland ourselves because I have Irish in my blood. I got four sisters. We're all redheads and two dark brown parents. But we Googled it, and it was Scotland.
I know. It's counterintuitive, but that is...
But the Scottish and Irish would be closely related.
I think that's probably how that happened.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, we've got lots and lots of Irish in my background, but all of us four kids, blonde hair, blue eyes, we go to a family reunion in Louisville, Kentucky, and 8 out of 10 people there were redheaded. Redhead with green eyes. I said, where did all these redhead people come from? And it was all the Irish.
I'm the only green-eyed redhead in the family, but all my sisters, we've all got the red hair.
You know,
our parents with the dark hair wondered where it came from, but I read about that too. So
green eyes are a rarity.
Yes.
Red hair and blonde hair. I'm talking about real blonde hair.
Right. Platinum blonde hair.
Not blonde right out of a bottle. You
not
know, kind
beauty
of thing.
Shop blonde hair.
As,
okay.
As,
I'm talking about real blonde hair. That
Barney
that
Fife
only,
said.
That only comes from that Northern Europe, European.
Yeah.
Nowhere else in the world. I'm talking about, the vast majority of the world has black hair or brown hair, but mostly black hair
dark complexion, you mean?
Dark
eyes. For the most of it. But blue eyes also come mostly from that part of the world. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Hey, Kathy, do you have a question for us?
I got more of that, if you guys...
That's fascinating to me.
I have been trying to think of a question, and I wanted something to be from my area in Louisiana, and everybody probably knows this. But what... Terry Bradshaw, what college...
Louisiana Tech.
Okay, I knew that was too easy.
And he was the backup quarterback for the Duck Dynasty guy, for Phil.
That's right.
What? Are you serious?
He was backup quarterback. Phil was ahead of him.
Phil Robertson was the
quarterback.
Starting quarterback, and Terry Bradshaw backed him up?
Yes.
Ah, wow. And then that's actually a great question, Kathy. I knew it was somewhere in Louisiana. I wouldn't have probably said Louisiana Tech, but Tim's pretty good on college football.
That's the only thing I could come up with.
Well, that's pretty good.
Kathy, Terry Bradshaw credits Phil for him being a pro and his successful career as an athlete. He said Phil just came in one day and said, "Boys, all this football is interfering with my hunting." He said, "I'm going to the house. You can have it."
And he quit.
And he walked away. And so Terry Bradshaw filled in that spot and became – so we could be – Phil could have been all that in the NFL instead of the guy that makes all the duck calls and has the fun program on TV.
Wow.
Yeah, he was arguably a better quarterback than Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Kathy, thank you so much. Great job on the question. We encourage our students to research. So have a great weekend, okay? All right. Shall we continue, guys?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Virginia, and Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Well, I wanted to do the Thanksgiving one, but, since nobody's done a riddle, I know one of the riddles, so
okay.
All right.
I'll do one of the riddles.
Which one, and Tim will repeat it.
The one about making things right.
Okay, here's the riddle, and then Tom from Virginia will answer it. I am long and thin and make things right. I will repair your mistake, but watch my bite. What am I?
A needle.
Oh, nice.
There you go, Tom.
I like
that. Did you figure that out, or did you?
Well, I know a lot of the older riddles. So
okay,
I knew that one.
That's
okay.
Real
okay.
Good. I was thinking drinking straw.
Yeah.
At first, I was going to say ruler, but I couldn't get that watch my bite thing.
That was the thing for me. Yeah, watch my bite.
Yeah. I'm long and thin, and make things right. I will repair your mistake.
That was like the ruler.
But watch my bite.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
A needle.
That's very real good. Tom, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm going to give y'all a riddle.
Okay.
I can be flipped and broken, but I never move. I can be closed and opened, but sometimes removed. And I am sealed by hands. What am I?
I'd be a flip phone. And a whole lot of y'all that still got them, you need to come on into the 21st century or whatever century we live in today. That flip phone's kind of you're telling your age when you flip that thing out.
Hey, Tom, tell us.
Say that a little slower.
Repeat that again. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay. I can be flipped and broken, but I never move. I can be closed and opened and sometimes removed. I am sealed by hands. What am I?
I'm going to say it's a planter's wart. I'm just going out on a limb here.
Flipped and broken, but never moved. Man, that's a tough one.
I know it.
I am bad at riddles. So this is the kind of thing where maybe I could figure it out if I had 4 or 5 hours. But in terms of just coming up on the top of my head,
I usually get the riddles, but I have no clue on this.
I don't know, Tom. What's the answer?
Yeah, what's the answer? We're curious.
A deal.
Flipped. A broken deal.
You can flip a deal.
Right.
You seal a deal by with a handshake.
Okay.
You can close a deal and open a deal, remove a deal.
Okay.
Yeah. What was the third part?
You sound like President Trump right there.
Well, that's true.
It's gonna be huge.
We could be talking about the New Deal.
You could have said the art of.
So yeah.
Far. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tom. Have a great weekend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Because President Trump's always talking about,
Oh, yeah, we're going to make a deal.
We're going to make a deal. He had a book, The Art of the Deal, I think, or something
like that.
And a fun show growing up was what?
Let's make a deal.
With who's going to show you what's behind curtain number two? Jay?
Carol Merrill.
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. That was a fun show.
How many people were watching that and screaming at the television? Door number two. Don't do it. Yeah.
No, was it door or was it curtain or
a curtain?
Oh, it was a curtain.
It may be a box or a door. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know my aunt. I might have said
my
aunt. No, not on that one. My aunt won. The Price is Right.
Really.
Mm-hmm. When it was in New York probably in the 60s, maybe early 70s, and right before Barker.
Bob Barker? Bob Barker.
There was somebody right before Bob Barker. I'm not sure, was it Parr? Jack Parr, maybe, or something like that. Anyway.
That would have been a good question.
She was on the national TV show of The Price is Right and won the whole bunch of furniture and stuff.
Was this Tamara?
Oh, nice. No, this is your Jewish aunt that lived in New York. Is that
another aunt.
Oh, wow.
My late Aunt June. She won that. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I was always bad at that because I didn't know what anything cost.
No, I'm same way. Yeah.
What's that?
I couldn't figure out the prices of that. Yeah.
Oh, The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was one of the longest running TV shows too, daytime TV shows. Price is Right. Let's get our questions one more time.
Okay, and I'm going to have to add one because I've had two questions answered. In Vermont, when serving apple pie, a state law requires that a good faith effort must be made to include a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Is that true or false? Mm-hmm. Second question: what food forms the main diet of the giant anteater? And third question, what breakfast cereal was Sonny the Cuckoo Bird cuckoo for?
Here's what I've got. How long did the first Thanksgiving last? How many days? Second question, who among Jesus' disciples was once a tax collector? A Bible question. Which disciple was a tax collector? Third question, what is the heaviest breed of bear? This is multiple choice and you might be surprised. Is it a polar bear, a grizzly bear, or a black bear? And guys, I got to cut out here just a little bit early, so I'm going to slip my questions over to Ed when I leave for the next 30 minutes.
We'll take care of it.
All right, here are my two questions, my two riddles that have not been answered. What never asks questions but receives a lot of answers? That's my first riddle. And the second riddle is, what kind of food do mummies like to eat? What kind of food do mummies like to eat? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, how about we go to Iowa?
Let's
and
do that.
Jeff is on the line. Jeff, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, brother?
We're doing well here.
All right, what part of Iowa are you calling from?
Clear Lake, up in the north central part.
Okay. How far are you from Orange City?
Probably 3 hours to the east.
Okay. I always remember going to Orange City a few years back, and everybody there was named Van something.
Yeah. My daughter went to school there.
A Dutch settlement, obviously.
Yeah.
But, Jeff, what's your you have an answer, ask, answer, or both?
Well, I think I'll try both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well,
the riddle. I got it. Here you go. Yep. Here you go, Jeff. Here's the question. What never asks questions but receives a lot of answers, Jeff?
Would that be an answering machine?
Well, a telephone.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So I had it backwards. I was thinking that what always asks questions and never receives answers.
That's
why I said
I'm gonna
a 4-year-old.
I'm going to give you credit for that.
Okay.
So clap. Let's clap.
Yeah, absolutely.
What never asks questions but receives a lot of answers. Telephone or his cousin, the answering machine, right? Jeff, can you hold on?
We've
got to take a break right here, and then when we come back, we'll go right to you with your question for us. Good answer on that riddle. And all right, folks, we're going to take a short time out here, and we shall return in just a few minutes with more of Trivia Friday. We've got Carol from Mississippi. We've got Kathleen from Arkansas, and we got Kenneth from Texas. All up next, and we'll return to Jeff in Iowa when we get back from this break.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.